And sir, going through your resume, one would realize that you have, throughout your career, paid a lot of attention to security matters, the issue of drug enforcement, and tackling the drug problem. Guyana still has a major drug trafficking problem. Just yesterday, we saw the news coming out of Toronto, Canada, about a Guyanese involved in a major drug link with the U.S. and with Canada. What does Guyana need to do, in your opinion, to tackle this problem and tackle it effectively?
I have worked on the counter-narcotics issue in a number of countries. Some more successful than other countries, and I'm not going to name names, but there are, I have seen some very successful programs and some not so successful programs. What I can tell you is that the very first thing that one needs to begin to solve the problem is you need political will. And so far, the current government is saying the right things, and you know it's a matter of time, and we'll be able to determine if they're going to do the right things, but they're certainly saying the right things. They want to do the right things. Unfortunately, it is a government in a country that is doesn't have, you know, all the resources of some of the larger countries. And when you're dealing with these, you know, these bad guys, unfortunately, they have a lot of resources and they don't play by the rules. And the governments, including mine, maybe doesn't have as many resources. And thankfully, so we do have to play by the rules as we should, but it makes it very difficult when you're dealing with an enemy that doesn't play. I think one of the things going on in Guyana, I think by Guyanese terms, yes, the problem is serious. Everyone should be concerned. My impression, and I think there is a lack of knowledge about the complexity of narco trafficking in Guyana. I'm not sure anyone knows for sure how much is it, where is it going, who's doing it. Certainly different entities know different parts, but I think the focus hasn't been there, certainly from the international community, as we hope it will be in the future. And I'm looking forward for us hoping with the permanent staffing of the DA office, which we opened a year ago, but we'll be permanently staffing starting in January, that we'll be able to work very closely with the competent authorities and the Guyanese government and begin to get more information so we can understand the complexity of the problem. I will say, this is my own opinion, but it doesn't seem that narco trafficking has completely permeated the upper reaches of society, you know, in Guyana as I've seen it in some countries before. There's a problem, I have no doubt, there, and these guys will corrupt people from all the way from the very low level to high level. I'm sure there are people that have been corrupted by them. But it doesn't seem to have completely permeated society like I've seen in a couple countries. So I think there's hope, there's a chance, an opportunity, assuming the government and the people of Guyana do the right things. But it will not be easy and it will not be done in a few months.
And when we look at these cases, we would realize that many of them and quite a number of drug traffickers would have appeared in U.S. courts from Guyana. When we look at the cases, they're generally young people, many of them between the ages of 18 and 30. There have been cases, too, where you would see U.S. citizens coming to Guyana, linking up with these guys to get a cocaine back out. How can a country like Guyana seek to solve that problem, especially when it's ripping away at young people?
Well, you're right. The young are often the ones who suffer the most as a result of narco trafficking, whether it be by being coerced or bribed or looking for lack of economic opportunities. They're seeking the fast and easy money. We'd all like to be rich tomorrow. I'd like to be rich tomorrow if I could. But luckily, I'm not going to do anything illegal to become rich tomorrow.